time for Dean Richards Entertainment Report, and I was mingling with the Ponces yesterday and had a nice chat with Dan at the little Phil Ponce luncheon at Channel 11 yesterday. And you know what, Dean? Dan is, he makes me feel bad about myself because, you know, he works early in the morning, and he's telling me that when he goes home, he works out. And then he takes a nap.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, I can't. If I'm lucky, if I make it home,
that's sick.
Awake,
right?
And then he did admit that after his nap, he does feel awful. I think he said that when he gets up from his nap, he feels like he's just had open heart surgery.
Wow.
So I was happy to hear that at least.
Well, see, you know, that's why, like I guess you do, and I do too. If I'm not, you know, having to do interviews or, you know, fly off someplace or something, when I get done, I like to go home and take a nice nap.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet house, you know, nice cool sheets. Nothing. I feel fantastic when I wake up.
We're getting into the too much information area,
right?
So we better get to the entertainment news.
You know, yeah. Great, and figure out how many ways I can procrastinate against going to the gym or working out.
Yeah, I just like to eat and then take a nap.
Oh, yeah. Oh, full belly and a nap. Now we're talking.
All right, so let's get to a couple of the entertainment news headlines of the day. First, the reaction to the Bill Cosby release.
Yeah, it was crazy last night. Just one nonstop entertainment story after another, including Bill Cosby being released from a prison on this legal technicality, basically. But the reaction has been interesting, mostly outrage. People like Rosie O'Donnell, for example, saying, I guess 70 women weren't enough. People like actress Amber Tamblyn, who commented on this, saying, I'm furious to hear this news. I personally know women who this man drugged and raped while unconscious. Shame on the court and this decision. Deborah Messing from Will and Grace said, to every woman who was sexually assaulted by Bill Cosby, my heart hurts for you today, and I am full of fury. It's horrifying. Really, among the very few supportive comments for Bill Cosby came from Felicia Rashad, who played his wife on The Cosby Show, saying, finally, a terrible wrong is being righted, a miscarriage of justice. And then she started taking enormous heat on social media for saying that, and then tweeted again saying, I fully support survivors of sexual assault coming forward. My post was in no way intended to be insensitive to their truth. Personally, I know from friends and family that such abuse has lifelong residual effects. My heartfelt wish is for healing. But there has just been nonstop, you know, mostly very, very angry a reaction to the Bill Cosby decision yesterday.
A lot of social media comment on Britney Spears as well. What's the latest development in that case?
Well, what happened with this, you know, we've been reporting how last Friday she spoke to a judge in a Los Angeles courtroom asking for the conservatorship, basically the guardianship that her father controls, to end. That she said that she's perfectly capable of taking care of her own life, making her own decisions, taking care of her own finances. A decision from the judge came down last night that denied her request to remove her father as a conservator. The judge did add a co-conservator to the case, I guess you might say. It's a financial company to control her money. But the court filing actually said that they found Spears to be, quote, substantially unable to manage her financial resources or to resist fraud or undue influence. So, you know, that's where that sits right now. This is not the end of this whole legal battle. There are other recourses that Britney Spears can take. But we'll see what happens with that. She wants out of this conservatorship and feels like, you know, she's able to make her own decisions.
What is the story about Meghan McCain leaving The View?
Yeah, that just came out this morning, actually, really just a few minutes ago. Of a report from DailyMail.com that says that on today's View, they will make the announcement that Meghan McCain is leaving the show. She has 2 years remaining on her contract. She's been on the show for 4 years. To say that those 4 years have been volatile would be an understatement. She was frequently at odds with all of the hosts, other co-hosts on the show, Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, Sarah Haynes, Sonny Houston, Ana Navarro. But according to DailyMail.com, she's going to say that she's quitting, that now is the right time for her to do this, and that she will be off the show by the end of July. Meghan McCain, of course, is the daughter of the late senator, one-time presidential candidate, Arizona Senator John McCain. She's 36 years old. That's what we know right now, and it's coming from reliable sources, according to DailyMail.com.
Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards, how does the Cinderella trailer look, Dean?
Well, with about the 1 minute of footage that we get in it, it looks cute and in very capable hands of singer Camila Cabello. She is a very, very popular singer, actress. She takes over the role. She's got a really good supporting cast. One of the cast members that I think is hilariously cast in the movie is Billy Porter, who plays a character known as her FG, but it's her fairy godmother, which is, I think, kind of funny since that's kind of his persona no matter where he goes. But Pierce Brosnan's in it, Idina Menzel, Minnie Driver. It's got a really good cast, a lot of nice songs. The role of the handsome prince did not go to Camila's real-life boyfriend, Shawn Mendes, with whom she has collaborated on a number of projects. It is a British actor, not unknown, but he's only been in a couple of small roles, very handsome. He's, you know, perfect to be the prince in this project. It's going to be coming out in September. We'll look forward to that.
And what about Black Panther 2? When are we going to see that?
That's going to be July of next year, July 2022, but it's significant in that they just started filming Black Panther 2 this week in Atlanta. The director of it, Kevin Feige, has said that they're very excited to bring the world of Wakanda back again, although it's very emotional without Chadwick Boseman there. Chad died of colon cancer last August. So Marvel Studios, you know, everyone has said, are they going to digitally recreate Chadwick Boseman? Are they going to replace him with another actor? Nobody really knows. What we do know is that they are not going to digitally replace him, as we've seen happen in some movies where they take characters who were played by actors who have passed away and, you know, computer-wise bring them back to life. They are definitely not going to do that. But the movie is going to be called Black Panther Wakanda Forever, and it's set for July of 2022.
And this story about Ariana Grande sounds really, really nice. What a positive thing that Ariana has done.
Yeah, Ariana has donated $1 million in therapy to people who need it. There is a mental health online portal that's called BetterHelp, and she's given them $1 million for people who sign up for it. Their therapy will be paid for a limited time. She said that the therapy should not just be for the privileged few. She wants people to feel comfortable about asking for help. And she said she's happy to pick up the tab up to $1 million, which I think is still pretty nice. You sign up for it by going to BetterHelp.com/Ariana. BetterHelp.com/Ariana. She has in the past admitted to struggling with PTSD and anxiety. You know, PTSD from the concert that she was doing in Manchester, England, a couple of years ago, where the bombing took place, left a pretty big emotional toll on her. So good for her for helping others like this. BetterHelp.com slash Ariana. After spending the day with so many Ponces yesterday, you might have PPSD.
PPSD?
You know, it's a post-traumatic Ponce disorder. That's a lot of Ponces in one city.
I need to mention this documentary, and Dean, you got to see this, and you will recommend this. It's about Ferguson Jenkins, the Cubs Hall of Famer, and it's called, what's it called, Glory and Grief. And it's... I mean, even if you're not a baseball fan, because this is about mental illness and racism and discrimination and overcoming life struggles. And I don't know, I watched it last night on Marquee, and I don't know if I cried more watching the Cubs blow that game yesterday during this documentary, because to me, it's like a love story. It's Fergie's love for the game, Cub fans' love for Fergie, his love of life sustaining him through unspeakable tragedy that he endured, the love of Fergie's teammates, and in the case of Ron Santo and Randy Hundley, a white guy from the Pacific Northwest and a white Southerner, both loving this black Canadian like a brother, along with the great Billy Williams and Ernie Banks. But it is some hour, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And you need to see it, and I'm sure it'll get on your A-plus Dean's list.
I remember Ron Santo talking to me on so many occasions about Fergie and just what a great guy he was and how he was like a brother to him.
Yeah.
How much he meant to him. And, I'm not a X's and O's kind of baseball guy. You know, I love to go to the ballpark. I love to watch the game.
No, you'll love this.
But I do know about Ferguson Jenkins' life and all the tragedy that, that he went through. At the same time, he was being inducted into the Hall of Fame. At the same time, he was throwing no-hitters. I mean, horrible, unspeakable things were happening in his life at the time. And I think it was Billy Williams. I remember Billy Williams said that he's one of the few guys, that Fergie is one of the few guys that he knows who can truly leave it out in the locker room, not bring whatever is troubling him out onto the field with him. So I can imagine how inspiring it is to see this put together in documentary form.
You'll have a new appreciation when you watch it. Premiered last night, and they're running it a lot on Marquee now. Thank you, Dean.
See you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.